Well, hello, medical sales professionals and anyone sales to healthcare clinicians, institutions, practitioners. This is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru podcast. This week, I had the good fortune, I would say good fortune, to sit in a doctor's office. And it was good fortune because everything turned out okay. But while I was there, I had the opportunity to wait for a half hour, if you want to call it an opportunity. And in that period of time, I noticed four sales representatives come into the waiting room. Three of them were from medical device companies, and one was from a pharmaceutical company. And this is what was really amazing to me. When they approached the front desk, the receptionist, they all sounded the same. They sounded the same. They came in and said, hi, I'm John from XYZ Medical. Is Dr. Cohen in? And the receptionist would say, I'm sorry, he's busy seeing patients, but if you'd like to leave some information, we'll be happy to give it to the doctor. And if he's interested, he'll call you for an appointment. Gee, it's hard to understand why he was unsuccessful getting past the gatekeeper. Another rep came in and said, yeah, hi, I'm Peter with another medical company. We have a new device, and I want to show it to the doctor. Like, the doctor's back there saying, you know, if anybody comes in with a new device, I want to see it because I'm just not that busy. I don't have anything to do. Anyway, you get the gist of what's going on here. They couldn't even get past the gatekeeper. Had they gotten to the doctor, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to hear what each one of them said. But just from listening to them outside, you know what I could tell you? They all would have sounded more or less alike. So you might be thinking, well, you know, what's the problem with that? We're all selling similar devices. It's going to sound alike. One of the biggest problems you have today, at least this is what you're telling me and what your companies are telling me and the marketplace is telling me, is commoditization. Your customers are trying to commoditize the products and services you sell. In other words, they're trying to say there's not that much of a difference. They all pretty much do the same thing. If you're in one category, let's say you sell a pacemaker, well, pacemakers all do pacemaking. If you sell a total hip, total hips all do total hips. So you want to differentiate your product, but the first step to differentiating your product is to differentiate yourself. You have to stand out from every other salesperson who's calling on the customer. I've told you in the past a great way to differentiate yourself, but I understand that it's hard to hear something and just go out and do it. In fact, it's very hard to break the selling habits, whatever selling habits you have right now. But I'm going to ask you to do something. Before you go in and engage any customer, I want you to think about how you're going to open that conversation. How are you going to start? And here's the key. If you want to sound different than your competition, don't start by talking about yourself or your product. See, most people start by talking about their product. Well, guess what? If you're talking about the product to the customer, you sound like you're talking about yourself. Because what essentially you're saying is, doctor, I want to show you my new product because I want you to buy my new product. And if you buy my new product, then I'm going to make a commission, which means more money for me, more money for my family. So what do you say we talk? Well, unless your customer is one of your best friends, I hate to tell you this, but he or she is really not concerned about the price of the bottle of wine you can afford to buy at dinner. What's the customer concerned about? He's concerned about himself, his family, his world, and hopefully his patients. So what do you think you should be talking about? You should be talking about him and his world. That's how you want to open. If you want to differentiate yourself, then talk about what's top of mind for your customer, not top of mind for you, which at this moment is selling your product. So what might you say instead of, hi doctor, I came here because I want to show you my thing. Well, let me ask you this question. What problem does your product solve by doing a better job than your competition? Let's say that you sell Band-Aids, because almost every doctor's office has Band-Aids. So I know this isn't your product, but maybe you can relate to Band-Aids. And if you went to the doctor and said, doctor, I'm here because I want to show you my new Band-Aids for your office. Well, the doctor's probably not going to be very excited about a new Band-Aid. But what if the problem that he's been having with Band-Aids is that many of his patients have been having skin reactions to the adhesive on the Band-Aid? And also, perhaps, maybe the Band-Aid isn't staying on. It's falling off within an hour, and the patients have to replace the Band-Aid. And maybe even the cost of the Band-Aid is is high, and the doctor would like to have a lower cost alternative to the Band-Aid. Although price isn't usually the area where we talk about starting, still, if it's a benefit overall, if you could provide more benefits at a lower price, then you want to let the customer know. So you might begin by saying, "Doctor, studies have shown that about 26% of the patients who are using the Brand X Band-Aid that you're using are having severe skin reactions to the adhesives, sometimes even requiring visits to dermatologists and needing to go and apply cortisone creams. I'd like to show you a way that you could avoid these skin reactions completely and also have the durability of knowing that the Band-Aid will stay in place until the patient removes it, while at the same time saving your office a significant amount of money. Can we talk about that?" Which way do you think you're more likely to engage him? Now, I just made that up, but notice I didn't come in and say, "Hey, doc, you just want to look at my Band-Aid?" I talked about the benefits that he and his patients are going to derive from using the Band-Aid. So here's what I want you to do. Whenever you go in to engage your customer about any of your products or services, I want you to think about what problem does your product or service solve and focus on that, not at the customer looking at your product. What you'll do is you'll capture their attention. They're more likely to listen and they're more likely to say yes. The other thing that you will do is that you will come across as being different because you're focusing on them and their patients and their patients' problems instead of just focusing on you and your attempts to sell a product. I appreciate your taking the time to spend a little bit of it with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. Obviously, you care about how you perform as a medical sales professional. The purpose of these podcasts is to help make sure that you have the right knowledge to move your sales career forward. But the other thing we do at Sales Pilot Medical Sales Training is not just focus on the knowledge, but we actually make sure that you can perform the skills that are so critically necessary to be able to win when selling in the healthcare environment. If you're serious about winning in this ultra-competitive environment, then please give me a call or have your sales manager or the director of training or the VP of sales give me a call and we'll tell them exactly what we could do for your organization. I can be reached at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. I'll be honest and upfront, and if I can help you, I'll let you know. If I can't, believe me, I'll let you know that as well. Again, thanks for spending time with me, and as you move forward through your medical sales career, don't forget that the patient always comes first. Go out there and sell something and make a difference. We'll talk to you next time.